I began to be more puzzled than before. It was true that his hotel pointed to the most straitened circumstances. What are you going to do when you've spent that? Earn some. He was perfectly cool, and his eyes kept that mocking smile which made all that I said seem rather foolish. I paused for a little while to consider what I'd better say next, but it was he who spoke first. Why doesn't Amy marry again? She's comparatively young and she's not unattractive. I can recommend her as an excellent wife. If she wants to divorce me, I don't mind giving her the necessary grounds. Now it is my turn to smile. He was very cunning, but it was evidently this that he was aiming at. He had some reason to conceal the fact that he had run away with a woman, and he was using every precaution to hide her whereabouts. I answered with decision. Your wife says that nothing you can do will ever induce her to divorce you. She's quite made up her mind. You can put any possibility of that definitely out of your head. He looked at me with an astonishment that was certainly not feigned. The smile abandoned his lips, and he spoke quite seriously. But, my dear fellow, I don't care. It doesn't matter a tuppenny damn to me one way or the other. I laughed. Oh, come now. You mustn't think of such fools as all that. We happen to know that you came away with a woman. He gave a little start, and then suddenly burst into a shout of laughter. He laughed so uproariously that the people sitting near us looked round, and some of them began to laugh too. I don't see anything very amusing in that. Poor Amy, he grinned. Then his face grew bitterly scornful. What poor minds women have got. Love. It's always love. They think a man leaves them only because he wants others. Do you think I should be such a fool as to do what I've done for a woman?